You're listening to the Law of Attraction Radio Network.
In the fall of 2013, Gary Temple Bodley began channeling a group of non-physical teachers known as Joshua. Soon thereafter, Joshua asked Gary to start writing. They have since produced 4 books and answered hundreds of questions in written form. In the spring of 2016, on the Law of Attraction cruise, Gary underwent hypnosis and Joshua spoke through him for the first time. Since that time, Gary has been practicing channeling Joshua verbally in live weekly calls with one-on-one students. These Joshua calls are now available to those of you joining us on the Leading Edge of Thought. This is the expansion of the Law of Attraction. This is Joshua Live. We're thrilled you're here.
Hi, everyone. Welcome to Joshua Live. I'm Gary Temple Bodley. Today's episode is all about your exploration of physical reality. Prior to your birth, you set forth intentions. Those intentions were primarily general in nature, but there was something more specific that you came here to explore in your own unique way. And so you chose the time and place of your birth. You chose your parents. You chose your body. You chose all this stuff. You chose certain attributes and talents that would lead you on a trajectory to explore this specific thing. So are you exploring that thing you came here to explore, or are you captivated by society and trying to chase what society thinks is good rather than exploring what your heart really desires? And so in this episode, Joshua explains how to find your exploration and how to live life according to that exploration, which is your true purpose in this life. It's actually your soul's purpose. So when you can find that and start living in that purpose without worrying about what other people think, your life starts to work. And if you're not on that exploration yet, well, then you have lots of manifestation events that are trying to point out limiting beliefs that are preventing you from finding your exploration. So I think you'll really enjoy this episode. Before we start, I'd like to mention that we are starting a new program called the Ascension Experience. It is a set of, there's 13 4-week courses. The first course, which will start on May 17th, is Alignment. It's a 4-week course. It involves daily spiritual practice, a certain meditation for each day. There's reading and assignments. You'll do it with a partner, either one you know, a friend of yours, or we'll provide you with a partner. And we have 4 calls throughout each week during the Ascension Experience Alignment section. And the Alignment section really is the precursor or the course that you take that sets you up for all the other courses that we'll be doing over the next year or so. It's $297 if you don't have a partner, but if you know someone that can join you, then it's $247 each. This is a special discount off of the $497 price that we'll be conducting as we move forward, but the first course starting May 17th is reduced for those people who want to start and join it. It's also a completely 100% money-back guarantee. If for any reason you're not satisfied, then I will send you your money back. So if you want more information on that, please send me an email to GaryBodley@gmail.com, and I'll send you all the information. All right, get ready for this show and have a good time. We are thrilled to be here.
Hi, Joshua.
We'd love to talk to you a little bit about why you're here. You're here to conduct an exploration. Your exploration, like you, is absolutely unique. You are unique to all the world. No one has ever or will ever experience what you've come to experience in this time of awakening. This is a special time in the history of your planet, in the history of your society. And you very much wanted to be here. You wanted to be here to set forth a brand new exploration, one that was never possible before. And so as you come into this realm, you come equipped with your body, your family, your set of intentions, your abilities and attributes and personality, the limiting beliefs you knew you would adopt along the way, your pre-composed intentions for what you wanted to experience. And your experience, your exploration is as valuable to all that is as anyone else's is. And it's no more valuable than anyone else's is. It's exactly equal. When you came forth into this reality, you created your own universe. And so
the world around you is unique to you. How you see the world is unique to you. No one else can see it the way you see it. Your entire universe is unique to you. You literally birthed a new universe the day you were born. And you've been filling that universe with love and with fear and with all these ideas and all these belief systems to create the reality that you experience in this moment. And that reality has never been experienced before, nor has the reality that you've created in any previous moment and in any future moment. So you are creating a new reality in every moment that has never been experienced before. And that reality is added to all that is. So it's very important what you're doing here. Your exploration might be influenced by what your culture perceives as right and good. And you may desire certain things based on what you see around you and how you perceive it. Yet beneath all that is your true intentions. What specifically do you want to explore? And amongst that, of course, is you want to explore who you are within this reality and certain aspects of this reality that is so unique that no one else could even possibly perceive what you're here to explore. And as you get closer and closer and closer to understanding what that exploration is, you feel excitement, you feel curiosity. In fact, you're led by your curiosity to discover things that no one else is really ready vibrationally to discover. And so what you find particularly interesting to you is paramount for your exploration. And no one else can perceive that exploration is valid because their perception of reality is quite different than yours. And so they might say to you, that's not a good idea. That could be dangerous. That could lead to something you don't want. Who are you to be exploring this or to be interested in that or to think you're good at that or to think that that is a proper pursuit for you? And so you limit your exploration based on what other people believe. But since they cannot see who you are or what you intended prior to your birth or how you perceive your reality, they cannot know ever if something is good for you or not. Only you can know. And you know by what is interesting to you specifically. And so if you will allow yourself to follow that interest, you'll be led step by step by step to everything you wanted to experience in this lifetime, which includes all the abundance that will come to you so that you can explore whatever you want to explore. The law of attraction is bringing to you everything needed to conduct your exploration. And so if you're on your true exploration, you're being supported fully by the entire system of physical reality and the universe itself. If you're exploring something that is not aligned with who you truly are, say lack or limitation of any kind, the law of attraction will also provide you with all those experiences as well. It cannot see anything other than what you're choosing to focus your attention on in the moment. That's all it knows. And so that system is supporting you in whatever exploration you choose to conduct. So we say, choose your exploration carefully and choose it through that which you perceive from your own perspective as truly interesting, fascinating, fun, exciting, exhilarating to you. Anything that you think is interesting does not need to concern anyone else. And in fact, if you can take a position of sovereignty and step into your own authority to be new at something, to try something for the first time, to explore something that maybe others don't see as valuable, but you have some kind of inclination towards it, will push past your fear to explore that thing. And when you push past your fear in anything that you attempt to do, the universe will line you up. Maybe it's to move you to another stage of expansion. Maybe it's to show you a limiting belief. Whatever it is, you will be given everything you need to explore whatever you want to explore. And so if you can release your attachment to how you think you should be living in this reality, and rather just go with the feeling that you're feeling of the thing that interests you, such as this information, for instance, then go with that as deeply as you can. Lean into it fully and understand that not only are you qualified and worthy of this exploration, but it's inherent within your vibration. And in fact, to resist what you're interested in is to cause inner conflict. and stress within the body. And so if you look around those around you, and those who are not pursuing their passions and interests are the ones who are feeling the most conflict or the most inner conflict and having the most difficulty, and the ones that are trying to control their reality the most and the people in the reality as well. If you can let go of any need to control and just think about what you're interested in the moment, what brings the highest level of excitement to you in any moment, well, then you're on your way on your journey of self-discovery. And with that, we'd like to talk to you about anything you'd like to talk about. Who'd like to start?
I'd like to start.
Go ahead.
Thank you. Hi. So you were talking about choosing to explore in that moment, which is so great and so perfect. So my question is, what happens when you are so interested? I'm so excited. I'm sitting down to write my book. I'm like ready. I'm in the flow. And then my daughter runs in and she wants to do something, or my father calls and he wants, or like right now.
Excellent. You must have faith that the universe is bringing you everything you need. So if your child needs your attention, then you can give your attention to the child in the moment. If your father is calling, then you can give your attention to your father. If you are attached to how things should go, I need this time for myself to do this thing that I want, well, then you're really trying to control the moment. And any form of control is simply going to launch you in a trajectory to discovery, a limiting belief. And that's fine too. But if you could say, everything's right, everything's right. I have all the time I need. I have all the tools I need. And I have all the worthiness I need to do whatever I need to do. And since I am doing so many things, I am a parent and a daughter and a wife and a friend, and I want to balance it all because there is nothing more important than anything else. So your exploration in the moment of what's exciting is a wonderful launch pad to get you to push past the fear to initiate the action that you're inspired to take in the moment. And so you might take a little bit of action at the moment, but have an attachment to the amount of time that you need to spend or what you need to be productive or how much you need to get done. And then something arises to distract you from that thing. Well, this could be something that, one, is there to show you a limiting belief, maybe that you don't believe you have enough time to do the thing that you're passionate about, or two, to bring back your attention to other aspects of your life that you need to focus on to bring balance to all of your life, because you wouldn't want to be only focused on that one thing. You have a myriad of things that you're interested in. And so you want to give focus to all of those things. And if you're not present in the moment, then the universe will bring you those things to pay attention to when they arise.
Yes, that is exactly what that's what I was thinking. And I think it also brings up just like, you know, the fear of not being worthy of doing the thing, and also the control aspect of it. It's like, oh, I have to use this time. But it's all, I get it. It makes perfect sense.
Excellent. Very good. Who's next?
Hi, Josh. I have a question.
Yes, Reshta.
So I have an interest in playing the classical guitar, but I first started when I was 17 years old. And the funny thing that happens is that I get inspired to pick up the guitar and I practice. And then within a few months, my interest forcibly dies out. And then 4 years again later, I get inspired to learn the guitar. I pull it out of the closet. I do it for a few months. My interest dies. And then the cycle keeps repeating every 4, 5, 6 years. And so I'm just forever a beginner, but I love hearing the sound of the classical guitar.
Excellent. So there's several aspects of this brilliantly posed question. Let's imagine that you have the inspiration to learn how to play guitar. In the beginning of this idea, when that comes to you, you'll have fear. What if I'm no good at it? What if I spend the money on the guitar and I don't do it well? What if I spend the money on the lessons I don't do well? What if I spend all this time and nothing comes from it? What if? Those are all these irrational fears that pop up every time you're inspired to do anything. So you push past your fear, you get onto the classical guitar, you get started, you enjoy what you're doing, you're passionate about it, time flies by, you know it's something that you're aligned with, you do it for a period of time, and then it seems like the inspiration's going. So the inspiration could lead you, could leave you. And what's happening in that case is that you're ready, you've expanded through that experience, and you've attained a higher vibrational stance, ready for new inspiration. That's one possibility. And so if that's the possibility, you can leave the guitar behind, knowing that you can always pick it up anytime you're inspired to. But right now, the time that you're spending on that might be served better towards another inspiring idea. And so maybe you pick up painting or languages or education or whatever it is. However, many times you will get involved in a passion. The passion is interesting in the beginning, but then you have an ideal that you want to attain. You've been 4 months as a beginner, and now you want to be more proficient in this passion. And you don't believe that you're progressing enough. And in that limiting belief, you hold on to this ideal, and then you compare yourself to where you think you should be. And this brings up fear, because you are criticizing yourself for just having the joy of playing the guitar. And so humans want to get proficient in their passions and have progress and see that it's going to someplace. But the intention was just the joy of the guitar or of painting or of languages or whatever it is. There is nothing to get to. You see, from your perspective, you believe that you have a limited and finite amount of time, and that couldn't be further from the truth, because you have literally eternity to practice the guitar, to practice painting, to practice languages, to practice your exploration of other people or other places or travel or whatever your passions are. And so if you can look at that passion from the higher perspective and say, the only thing that's interesting to me is what I'm doing in the moment, and leave behind any attachment to any ideal, because the ideal is always created from a limited perspective. And your ideal is so far or so inferior to what might manifest on the journey of self-discovery as you discover this passion of guitar that moves you to the passion of something else, that moves you to the passion of something else, that brings you back to guitar so you can come higher and higher and higher and find out interesting things about the universe as you're playing guitar, and how the notes matter, how the tuning of the guitar matters, how the songs you choose to play matters, what comes interesting to you, who you find to inspire you in the guitar or in anything else. You see, it's always a journey of moments, 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 moments. And when you're in the moment of something you're passionate about, that's the only thing that matters. In the ability to be absolutely in acceptance of where you are within this passion, knowing that if you were to pick up the guitar today and play for half an hour today, you would be perfect for that experience. You wouldn't want to be either more proficient or less proficient for the experience you're having today. You might think, oh, I wish I could just get this better. I wish I could just go to the next level or learn the next song or do it without failing from beginning to end, whatever it is. But you don't want that. What you want is the exploration of the thing you're interested in the moment, to be fully present. Because the attachment to an ideal is not to be present. It's to be constantly comparing yourself from where you think you are to where you think you should be. And that's simply a distraction. It's simply a lack of focus. If you return to the non-physical and you're absolutely present in everything you're doing, you would pick up the guitar and you would be able to play it perfectly. But that would be boring because there'd be nowhere to go, you see. And this is an exploration. And so you might say, I want to be the best in the world. But even if you were the best in the world, even if you were so far beyond the best guitar player in the world who has ever existed ever, you would still seek more exploration. You would still be curious. You would still want to figure out things, to innovate, to change it up a bit. You would still expand through the experience of practice. And then maybe you choose to perform. Now, this is something completely different. So the experience of practicing the guitar is different from the experience of performing the guitar. And each in and of itself is a separate exploration. And so you might consider yourself wonderful when you're home alone playing the guitar. And then the idea of playing in front of people might cause some fear, but you might be able to push past that fear because it's something you desire. And so you push past the fear and you think, why can't I play in front of people as well as I play in my bedroom? And the reason is you have less fear in the bedroom. So if you can reduce the fear when pursuing any passion and just be in the moment of the doing without attachment to the outcome, then you can lose yourself in that moment. You can be absolutely present in the moment. And then you can see where it goes from there. But if you're constantly holding out an outcome that you want to achieve, well, that will drive you for sure. You'll be able to push past a lot of fear. The fear would be, I don't have time to play the guitar today. And you say, no, I must find the time because I intend to be the best in the world. That, and I believe I'm not very good now. These are drivers that move you past fear to do these things that you're passionate about. And that's all well and good. However, it is always for some outcome you think is desirable based on a limited perspective. The actual thing that's desirable, the actual intention that you had prior to your birth, is simply to explore. To explore, to explore, to explore, to come to know more and more and more and more with the complete understanding that you will never, ever, ever know everything there is to know about everything that is. This is why you came. This is why you broke apart. Well, we shouldn't say that. This is why Source split into infinite forms of consciousness to come forth for these very experiences that could not be had any other way. And the fear drives you, and that's a good thing, but it's highly limiting. And if you can let go of the fear, let go of the need to impress anyone, let go of the need to be seen as worthy or have your passion justified or validated by others, and simply channel the inspiration that's coming to you and explore how you can take those thoughts and communicate them to those fingers and make that instrument sing, well, then you strike a chord with your own heart. You resonate that passion, that frequency with your own heart, and your heart expands, 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 and your vibration rises, rises, rises. And if you were to be able to set yourself up in complete acceptance of who you are and what you're interested in and what anyone else thinks, you don't care, complete acceptance of it all, you would be inspired to do this and then to do that and then to wash the dishes and then to go to the grocery store and then to call your friend and then to have lunch over here and then to do all these things. In the moment, you would simply be aligned fully with your inner self as a blended being, acting on inspiration in every moment, taking action after action after action that will cause you to accelerate your expansion just as you intended prior to your birth. And that's all there is to it.
Okay, that was wonderful. Thank you.
Excellent.
Joshua?
Yes.
Hi. This is Jojo.
Hi, Jojo.
I have a question just based on your great answer on this. So it sounds like people that might perceive they have attention deficit disorder is actually living right life right based on their inspirations. I wanted to see if I can get your thoughts on that.
We'll say that ADD could be a superpower. ADD is certainly an attribute that was intended prior to birth. And for those who have been labeled attention deficit, they can operate within their reality in fear or love. If they perceive that this is a unwanted physical attribute, then they will be operating in fear, and they might take drugs or have therapy or explain themselves in a way that says, I can't do this because I have this. On the other hand, they may say, this ability of mine to move from one interest to another interest rapidly will help me or enhance my ability to explore my reality because I am not stuck on the same thing. But then again, another may choose to come in and be highly, highly, highly focused, maybe a savant, on one specific thing. And they may conduct that exploration throughout their entire lives without having a family or making any money or seeing the world or any of these things. So it's a myriad of possibilities. And since everyone's unique, the one who comes in focused on one thing chose that attribute and could be living with it, with that attribute in fear or love. If they could see, wow, this attribute really allows me to focus on one thing, and I can really explore this one thing I'm passionate about, and they see this as a good thing, then they're focusing in love. If they say, oh, I'm just stuck on this stupid thing, it's terrible, I'm only interested in this thing, and I can't have a girlfriend, and I can't have a nice job, and I can't have a nice house, and I can't have all these wonderful things other people have because they aren't focused so rigidly on this one thing, then they're operating in fear. Take someone who has attention deficit disorder. If they're told by their teachers that they're just not focusing enough and they'll never get anything because they're always bouncing off the walls, well, they could see that as a handicap, and they could label themselves or they could define themselves by this bad attribute. But since there is no bad or wrong anywhere in the world, they could just as easily look at that as a superpower. And they could say, yes, I'm not interested in the stupid stuff you're talking about right now. I don't care. This is what I'm interested in now, and this is what I'm going to focus on. And when I'm ready, I'll focus on something else, but I'm not going to allow you to tell me what's interesting to me. I am going to find out what I think is interesting. And maybe it'll take me longer. It doesn't matter because I am a curious human being, and I will not be stuck in this classroom learning about the exports of Peru when I'm fascinated about skateboards, you see? And that, if you can take that approach to anything you're interested in, you can let go of what society thinks is good. And the mavericks of this world are those who are focused on one thing or focused on many things in love. It's all about your focus in love. See every attribute, every talent, every aspect of who you are as perfect for you, and then you're focused in this life in love. Realize that when you're not pursuing your passions because you are afraid of what other people think, know that you're exploring your reality in fear. Now, there's nothing wrong with exploring your reality in fear. And the vast majority of humans on this planet are exploring reality in fear. They're wishing things were different. I wish I had more focus. I wish I could just sit down and concentrate. I could be like everyone else. But guess what? You do not want to be like anyone else. You have to be who you are. Because when you come online with your talents and attributes and the exciting exploration that you intended to explore in this lifetime, then you are set free and you become highly effective and you move along your journey of self-discovery just as you intended, and everything starts working for you. When you're acting in love for you, for what you're interested in, for what you are passionate about, for your talents and attributes, for the way you designed yourself, then you're operating on all four wheels. When you are wishing that you were like someone else, then you, which is what most humans are doing, then you're just operating in fear, And it's an exploration, but it's not going to be that much fun.
Thank you.
Excellent. Who's next?
Maybe my question.
I have a question.
Go ahead, Kara.
So I've had a series of things happen to me recently that have made me truly understand that everything we need is provided for us.
Yes.
At every moment.
Yes.
And so I've just been observing that, and I keep on feeling like there's something I'm missing though. When you realize this and you truly understand it, it takes a humongous amount of stress right off, because yes. You don't have to worry about things, and then you have all this time and energy to focus on other things, and so it's a complete shift in the way you move sort of in the world.
Yes.
And what has become apparent to me is like I feel like there's something else, there's something that I'm missing. I don't know. I feel like I should be seeing another something, and I'm not seeing it. Am I just making stuff up? Or
no.
Okay.
Let's start at the beginning. You come into this life, you are authentic. You are who you are in the non-physical. You piece together your perception of reality. That's my mother. That's my father. That's my siblings. This is my house. This is my bedroom. This is what this is. Then you adopt limiting beliefs. I'm not good enough. I'm not worthy. I'm just an individual. I wish things were different. You start to control things. I need this to happen for me to feel good. You birth strong desires out of that unworthiness feeling. And you are launched on a trajectory. You realize that control cannot work. And you fail and try again, fail, try again, fail, try again. And at some point, you come to a state where you allow inspiration to flow. And then you find ideas, you find interests, you find passions. Then you learn to accept who you are in those passions, and that you have special innate abilities and talents that help you delve into whatever exploration you're exploring. You can then remove your attention from the exploration of others. You might have assumed that this person exploring unbelievable wealth, well, that would be an exploration I'd like to do. Maybe I'll do that. But that's not your passion. That was that person's passion, and you can't know how they feel anyway. And they may be exploring that in absolute lack of other things that you find enjoyable, like relationships or time or whatever it is. So you let go of your need to emulate the explorations of others, and then you realize that you're given everything you need. Now, a lot of those things that you're given are manifestation events, because for you to explore what you came here to explore, you're going to have to process those limiting beliefs that you adopted along the way. And so a lot of the initial stages of discovering who you are fraught with manifestation events. And if you resist those manifestation events, they come and come and come and get stronger and stronger and stronger. But if you identify the information contained within them and point them to a limiting belief, process the limiting belief, and realize, oh yeah, I was just thinking left when what I wanted was over on the right. And so you can see the benefit inherent in the manifestation events. And then you raise your vibration. Then you're able to receive more clarity. Then you look at your world in a brand new way. Every single thing changes, yet you still have those fears. You still have to process all those fears. Those fears are limiting you from the monumental exploration you came to explore. How you see yourself is quite different than who you really are. And the reason you see yourself in a limited way is because of the way that you created your perception of reality, with you as the individual in amongst billions of other individuals on a planet in an environment that seeks to shake things up. And now you have to see yourself as the source creator of your reality, still with the baggage of those limiting beliefs. Now you've processed them and processed them and processed them. So you've raised your vibration. You've come out of the illusion to an extent. You know there's more going on here than you can possibly perceive. You are becoming more aware. We want to say here that this process of becoming more aware has to coincide with your personal ability to transmute your fears. Because if you were to become more aware and still have the intensity of your fears, it would be frightening. Think of a child, a three-year-old little girl who opens the door to her bedroom and it's all dark. From her perspective, there could be monsters under the bed. There could be all kinds of things going on in there. There is a lot of fear in that innocent child. Now, time will alleviate fears to an extent where, as the parent looking in that same bedroom, there is no fear there, and you simply turn on the light and you see that there are no monsters under the bed. But as the parent, you knew there were no monsters. As a child, that possibility was right there. For you to become more aware in an enhanced way without actually having the experiences, but by perceiving reality as it really is, the universe is here to support you. Every single thing is based in love. You are eternal. You are limitless. You cannot lose. You cannot be rejected. You are nothing but love. You do not need love from others. You express love through yourself. You can gain higher, higher, higher levels of clarity. But if you're holding on to the baggage of the fears, I am an individual. I don't have that ability. I think I need to do this thing I need to do. I think that if I were to do these things I'm inspired to do, I might lose or face rejection or those things. Those limiting beliefs are still there to a lesser extent than they were before. So it's a matter of processing and processing and processing and moving forward in confidence. But above it all is the inspiration. This is the key ingredient. You have to be aware of the inspiration and then take action in the moment. And possibly you are aware of much more inspiration than you were aware of before. Possibly a lot of what you thought was inspiration in your past, start this business, make this amount of money, was really urges to control the conditions. And so as you shift from those urges that you're so used to doing, I have to get an A on that test, otherwise my parents will be angry with me or the other kids will think I'm stupid. That was motivated by fear. And so you studied and studied and studied and studied and skipped going out with your friends because you wanted to get that A. You wanted to control the conditions of your education and you bypassed the things you were inspired to do. Well, there's a lot of momentum behind that. And so now as you get to this platform of acceptance and understanding you are perfect as you are, and that you're being given everything you need in the form of inspiration and manifestation events, then you can let go of these needs to control anything, including your ascension. This is very important here. You said, I start 9th grade, and in a year, I'll be in 10th grade. I will go through the process of 9th grade, but I expect fully to be in 10th grade by the end. That's not how it works with ascension. It doesn't matter how long it takes. You don't want it to go faster. You want to have fun along the way. You want to enjoy this. There's nowhere to go. From a finite experience of life, believing that when you're dead, you're dead, and you have so many years to pack in a life, you want to get things done. We understand that. But imagine that this is an infinite process and that there is nowhere to go. And the key to all of it is joy, alignment, feeling good, not worrying about where it's going, releasing the attachment, and only thinking about the inspiration in the moment. If you're inspired to pet a dog, but you think, oh, that's not going to help me ascend or awaken or explore or come forth with what I came here to do, we say it's the best thing to do because that inspiration is coming from your inner self. Pet the dog, watch TV, relax, go on a walk, have fun, plan a vacation, take time off. It doesn't matter. There's nowhere to go. The ironic thing here is as you pay attention to the inspiration and do these things you don't think are going to add up to anything, you are actually expanding quite rapidly and aligning more fluidly with your inner self. That's the key. So in these early days, it'll be a matter of really hearing the inspiration, and whether that's the inspiration to pet a cat or run a marathon, it's exactly the same. You think, oh, running the marathon, that's going to be an achievement. And petting the cat is just a indulgence. And if it's inspiration, it's inspiration. They're exactly the same thing. So think about the inspiration. Think about, am I pushing past fear to do this thing I'm inspired to do? Or am I trying to control my outcome?
Wow. Thank you so much. That was just fantastic. Thank you.
Excellent. Stephen.
Yes. Hello.
Hello.
Okay. This is it's a good conversation. I don't know exactly. My question is morphing as this conversation goes on. I really appreciate the, cause I was going to ask, what about when you're not sure what you're supposed to be doing when like, because I feel like my life has been like that actually for maybe 7 years that I'm not sure what I'm supposed to be doing. And sometimes that gets intense, but I understand what you're saying about step-by-step and being attached to some kind of an outcome.
We would love to just briefly talk about this idea that you're not sure what you're supposed to be doing.
Okay.
You should never need to know what you're supposed to be doing. You should only do what you're doing. Now, if you're doing something based on an urge to change the condition or control things, that's not going to be very fun. But you can still do what you're doing in the moment. You'll still expand from that. But generally, that's saying, I need to do something productive, and I better do this thing I'm not inspired to do. Well, why do you have to do this thing you're not inspired to do? Why do you have to mow the lawn? Well, I enjoy mowing the lawn. Do you really enjoy mowing the lawn? Or are you just in fear of paying someone else to mow the lawn? You see? Or do you think that your spouse may judge you if you chose not to mow the lawn? Or do you think that the neighbors may say something if you up and hired somebody? Or what about that lawnmower in the garage? Wouldn't that go to waste if you didn't mow the lawn yourself? But if you're not inspired to mow the lawn and the lawn gets high, then the obvious solution is to get someone to mow the lawn, except that inspiration, if it were to come, and it feels good. Yeah, I don't have to mow the lawn. That sounds great. Fear is going to pop up. Oh, I'm going to have to pay someone to mow the lawn. So the inspiration or the urge is the only thing you're going to think about in the moment. The urge is coming. The inspiration is coming. The urge sometimes feels like inspiration. Sometimes the inspiration, because fear pops up, feels like it's not inspiration. So it's a game of playing between the two. And sometimes you're exhausted and you say, I just want to watch TV. I just want to read a book, whatever it is. And that's fine. And that's fine because the inspiration never stops coming. And the urges will never stop coming, you see. So it's simply a matter of getting good. But if you could take more action, just a little bit more action on the urges without judging them or critiquing them or putting them in hierarchies of that's a really good inspiration, I should write that book, or that's a bad inspiration, I don't feel like petting the dog, you see, or the petting the dog is not going to get me anywhere. So let's go on with the next part of your question there.
No, that's good. I think you meant to say get better at acting on the inspiration, not urges. Is
exactly
that correct?
Thank you.
Okay.
Acting on inspiration with the ability to release the attachment to the outcome or to your idea of hierarchy of which is really inspiration, which is a waste of time.
That's such a radical shift because I've been all of us, so trained to be attached to some outcome, some sense of productivity, some sense of importance or something like that. I think the question, okay, go ahead.
Well, See, this is inherent in your ancestry, because 100 years ago, you had to labor to survive. You had to do what you didn't want to do. You were attached to the outcome of life, and therefore, you controlled your conditions in order to live. That's much less so now and will be completely evaporated in 100 years. There will be no work to live. You will have the right to live, the right to eat, the right to have housing, the right, plus all the other rights that you have now, to true freedom. This will be inherent human rights, because there will not be the need for manual labor or certain labor. It'll be taken care of. You are moving as a society to this fundamental responsibility to do what you're inspired to do. Or you will, entropy will set in and you will spiral out of control. Can you imagine now a society, your society, that would be flipped 100 years in the future, where all food is prepared, all communication is there, everything is essentially free or very inexpensive. Only the things that you're absolutely passionate about will you be proficient enough to do. There'll be those who will pilot starships, but only those who are so passionate about that. You can't just want to pilot a spaceship because you think it'd be fun. Those who will be doing that profession will be absolutely passionate about it. And those of all professions will be absolutely passionate about it. So everyone in the culture will have to find that thing that they're absolutely passionate about. And then the culture will flourish in love. If you were to take the average human and put him into that society from today till then, they would be unprepared to live within that level of love and acceptance and to be so proficient at acting on inspiration and delving deeply into their passions. So in this time in your society, you're given a choice. Are you going to labor and eke out a highly limited existence? Or are you going to be passionate and have faith that you'll get everything you need to pursue that passion? You'll have to take a leap of faith. You'll have to leap before you look. You'll have to say, I'm interested in that thing. I'm going to do that thing. And you have many examples of lots of highly passionate people who are absolutely committed to the thing that they're passionate about. Those people do not care what other people think. Those people are simply exploring, trying to uncover the truth of that interest, you see. And so your parents and grandparents taught you, and your teachers taught you, that you had to work to live. If you didn't work, you weren't going to live. And so that's ingrained in your belief system. However, it's not true at all, because you are given everything you need. And so if you were to follow this passion, you would face manifestation events for sure that would bring up limiting beliefs, but you would get everything you need. Not everything you want. See, that has nothing to do with it. It's whatever you need to explore it. You want to explore it. You don't want it to be too easy. You must persevere. You must prevail over those manifestation events. You must process the limiting beliefs every step of the way. And as you persevere, you explore deeper and deeper and deeper, and new fears pop up and you're triggered all the time because those limiting beliefs are still there. And that's the joy and fruit of life.
I have a question.
Yes, Joshua. Mark.
So yesterday, I took the day off. I went to meet a friend who's also an artist, and we're working on a project together. And I had a great day. We talked. I saw a lot of his work. We went out for lunch. We walked in Brooklyn, saw some galleries. Perfect day. I was in flow. Great conversation. Wonderful. So I get back home at night. I'm going to do my manifesting event sheet. So yay, I get to do a positive manifestation event. So I did it, and I got to what was the belief, the positive belief. And, you know, the belief was I belong. And then I proved that, you know, it was true. And the interesting thing was I also kind of had this sense that behind this positive belief, there was a negative belief. Can you talk a little bit about that?
All your beliefs are limiting. Some are highly limiting and some are less limiting. There's only one belief that is not limiting. Everything is right. Everything is perfect. That is the belief of source. You're all moving towards that belief. Everything is right. That is the belief aligned with love. Everything is wrong is a belief aligned with fear. Anything that's imperfect, fear. Anything that could be a little bit better, fear. I'm really, really good, limiting belief. I'm source. I'm perfect as I am. I am right. I am here. I am now. I am present. I am all that is. I am the creator of my universe. That's a beneficial belief, an empowering belief. That is the truth. You are coming from the illusion to the truth. When you fully know that you are perfect, that love is perfect, and that you are love, then you have come to the conclusion of the truth. Until then, you are rearranging your set of beliefs to move towards love from fear. It's a journey. It's climbing a mountain or several mountains or a range of mountains. And with each new ascension or expansion, you come to a new conclusion. Everything is pretty good. Everything is nice. I accept it. That is much higher than I wish things were different. I hate the way things are. And so it's this gradual going upwards and upwards and upwards and upwards. As you process the limiting beliefs, you raise your vibration. As you juice the beneficial beliefs and enhance them even more, you raise your vibration. And ultimately, you'll raise your vibration to the absolute knowing that you are right. You are worthy. You are good. You are all that is. You are source. You are the creator of your reality. You are it. You are all that is. But you don't want to get there yet because you want to explore more. Really? Okay. I'm perfect? I don't think so. If I was perfect, this and this and this would have to happen. Well, where does this idea of perfection come from? It's just a creation, an ideal cast from a limited perspective. So your idea of what perfect is limited. You want to understand perfection. And what's a good way to do that? Understand imperfection. And so you're doing that perfectly. Well, all of you and all of those listening to this at a later date have explored imperfection, have explored lack, have explored limitation, have explored the fear side of this spectrum. Now you are stepping over into the love side. Into the love side is more possibility. It's more potentiality. There's more going on there. It's more interesting, but it's also more triggering because you can't carry your limiting beliefs over to the love side, not in the form that they're in now, because you'll be triggered and triggered and triggered and triggered and in fear, in fear, in fear, in fear, in fear, especially if you look around your world. So we say, make your vision a little bit more narrow and focus on your own life and those of the people in your life. If you could understand that everyone is going through their experience, everyone is going from fear to love, everyone is on this journey, and that they will eventually understand how to process limiting beliefs, understand how to milk beneficial beliefs, understand that the system is supporting them in every moment, just like you are now, then they will follow you. But you are all here on the leading edge of the leading edge of thought, embracing these ideas and then playing with these ideas. Well, what would happen if I processed a bunch of limiting beliefs in a row? What would happen if I enhanced some beneficial beliefs? What would happen if I realized that my things I thought were beneficial beliefs are actually quite limiting still, and that there's some fear in those as well? Well, that's pretty exciting, because now you can think of yourself in a whole new way. You can think of, what can I do now? Because this perception of reality that you've created over your lifetime is highly structured and very intense. But to shift it just at the edges by thinking of it from a higher perspective and in new ways radically enhances what your possibilities are in this lifetime. They engage those talents and attributes that you've come forth at. They've created a new pathway, a brand new pathway to a life that will lead to everything you want. And so this is very exciting to think in these higher terms that most of the population is not ready to think yet, but more and more and more are. And those coming forth, being born at this time, are ready for the new energies of this world and will advance this concept, these concepts, faster and further than at any other time. Your conversation in this platform now is literally paving the way for those entities to be born into this reality, because now there's something they can listen to or read or watch. And anything that you create based on your experience of your life with these new philosophies will be ingrained in all that is, creating new pathways for those who will be coming now and in the future. So everything you're doing is going perfectly. And it's just a matter of moving more towards love, more towards not just the concept of love, which you don't really understand, but having faith that everything is working out perfectly for you and for all these people you see having a hard time. They are just going through things that you have probably gone through either in this life or in past lives. They are ready for this experience in this year 2021 that could not be available before. It's an exploration that is adding to the fabric of the tapestry of all that is. So if you can think even higher terms, I am perfect. They are perfect. The conditions are perfect. Everything is working out perfectly. I am on a journey of self-discovery. I'm exploring something interesting to me. I am noticing that the universe is giving me everything I need. When I'm in resistance, the universe is giving me everything I need to see the resistance. And when I'm operating fluidly with my inner self, things are happening quickly. But if I can release my attachment to who I think I am and gaze into the non-physical potentiality of who I truly am, pure love, and then operate in unison, in alignment with the ideas and inspiration and thoughts that are coming from my inner self based in love, then I will see that everything is right. I will see that I have everything I need. I will see the perfection in myself, in others, and the conditions. I will start to realize it. And when you start to realize perfection, you have unlocked the key of this entire system and you become limitless, literally limitless. Now, imagine this. Imagine you become limitless. Imagine you realize that you're limitless and you become limitless. Well, where do you want to go? Nowhere, because you're already there. You wouldn't want to change a thing because you're limitless. You just want to see where this thing goes. That's the power that's available to all of you. It's an exciting time when you're coming to realize this. And we are thrilled to be a part and play a part in any tiny way that we can. But you don't need us for these ideas, as you have just explained. Because that idea, what if this beneficial belief is actually a limiting belief, came to you because you were in vibrational alignment with your inner self, and your inner self was ready to reveal the truth to you. And you were ready to hear the truth, which is the most important thing. You got ready to hear the truth. And so as you move forward in acceptance, you will start to hear the truth coming from your own inner selves. And that's where all your power is to conduct the exploration that you chose to conduct prior to your birth. And with that, we are complete.
Thank you.
Yeah, thank you, Gary. Joshua. Thank you, Joshua.
Thank you, guys.
Thank you.
Great questions. Okay, I hope you enjoyed that episode. It was a lot of fun. There were some great questions there. We're starting the next course. It's called The Ascension Experience, and the first segment of that course is alignment. Alignment is the prerequisite for all the other courses, because if you're not in alignment, really, you can't move from there. So we'll make sure that everyone gets in this stage of alignment. And actually, this four-week course of alignment will radically change your belief system about who you are and how you think this reality works. You'll start feeling much better. And when you start feeling better, because you're now more accepting of your conditions and yourself and the people in your life, you'll start to receive inspiration. It's just naturally how it happens. This part, alignment, is also in the boot camp. And so I saw over so many boot camps that we did and all the people that did the boot camp, the main benefit everyone got initially in the boot camp was they started feeling so much better. And really, that is the key to understanding how to create your reality, because you have to start from a place of acceptance rather than resistance. So this first four-week course will really get you in the state of acceptance. You'll start enjoying life more, having deeper, meaningful relationships. Money will start to flow better. You'll have better health. All these things will start to happen after this. So see if you have a friend that can do it with you, because we'll have partners in this. And if you do, you'll have a discount. It'll be $247 instead of $297. And those of you who are starting this first group on May 17th, get that $297 or $247 price. After that, it'll be something like $447 or $497, something like that. So there's a discount going in for the first group, because it's the first group. But remember, it's totally guaranteed, so you can get your money back at any time. If you like more information about the alignment segment of the Ascension Experience, please send me an email to garybodley@gmail.com, and I'll send you all the information. All right, well, thanks again for being here, and we'll see you next time.
Thank you for joining us for this episode of Joshua Live. If you have a question you would like Joshua to answer on the show, send us a message on Facebook at www.facebook.com/teachingsofjoshua. As always, remember that you are loved more than you can imagine, by more than you could ever count. We'll see you next time.